Welcome. We are streaming live from Copenhagen, and we are... No, I'm just kidding. We are in Rio! Not the movie with those beloved birds. We are in the Olympic town.
Mm-hmm. Everyone Olympic, cleared out because of the Zika Olympic, virus, so now it's just
we're
us
doing,
here.
We're filming a Zika skit tomorrow.
We run this place.
Where we just have a lot of fun, you know. The Zika thing, if you're positive about it, can be fun.
Now, that's what he says. I'm scared of it, but that's, you know.
That's,
yeah.
What is there to be afraid of?
Exactly.
I'm scared of everything.
Oh, being born again or something?
Are you
going to
have some more kids? I thought
I
got that taken care of.
Yeah. Snip. You're safe.
It's been a year.
Then what are you worried about?
If anything, I should be the most worried because of my male heir and the whole Italian thing, and you have to have someone else help with the family business. You know, I'm concerned.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
do you know what happened?
Shut up.
In my room! Where my children play with their toys.
God damn it.
Welcome to... Get this shit off the set.
No!
No!
Where's my coffee?
I'll hold on to one.
Thanks.
Welcome.
I really don't have anything to say.
So. Wow. It's ruining good media.
We should be fair. Let me show... Yeah. This is what we did on the podcast.
Oh, no!
All right, welcome to the Mega 64 podcast, episode
397.
96.
Yeah.
396.
It is, thank you.
Six or seven?
I don't know, one of those.
Anyway, it's the best yet because it's the anniversary of the... What has it been?
Sean's vasectomy.
Of the podcast.
Is it like
the creation of the podcast?
It was last May.
Was it?
1 year ago. Actually, I know what the anniversary. 1 year ago, no joke, we did a special. It was Memorial Day weekend, and I remember everyone was talking about wrapping up the podcast, and we got pissed, and we went 2 hours. So I'm going to say we got to top ourselves tonight. Over 2 hour podcast.
No,
we're
going podcast. Justin,
we're going
so
two
we're
and a half.
Whoops. We're not going to do that.
I disagree. So we will see how far we get and who wins the battle. Will it be short on this side? It's kind of like the Civil War. We got the South over here with their old no, ways of doing things say, yeah. And, you know, no human rights whatsoever. And then
like
you
us.
Got the North with General Lincoln at the helm saying you are pardoned. You are pardoned.
Two brothers.
Like the movie, what's the movie? You are pardoned.
Passion
no,
of Christ.
Captain America Civil War. You are
stupid. You're a dumb joke.
What's his name? Hawkeye. You are pardoned. I pardon you.
Who is that?
What's his? That's Spider-Man.
Oh yeah.
Fuck up. All right, you say something great. Go
Thank
ahead.
You for
make
watching
your statement.
Our podcast. My name is Sean Chatfield. We have a special guest with us today.
What?
That's exciting. Oh. First off, the specialist guest, myself. After that, we got Brian.
Hi.
Frank.
Hi. Hello.
Frank. You guys over here.
Hey. What's up?
What the fuck?
Sean's taking it over.
Yo, and them, whatever.
These jamokes.
These schmucks over
people
here.
People who delayed their flights by a whole day to be on our podcast. These people over here.
That's how much we love
They really
yeah.
did. They,
could,
they destroyed
did.
Their travel schedule
yeah,
to be here. And we weren't sure if there was going to be room, so we said, Derek, I don't think there's going to be a podcast tonight. Stay home. And now they're here.
Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
I guess we
sure.
could. Hey, guys. I'm Justin Rojas with Funimation. You might have seen me in the one thing. What was
you were, you were in our Dragon Ball Z video.
The Battle of Gods video. I also had some handiwork on one of the cosplayers video, I believe, I shot. I wasn't in it, I don't think, but I
right.
shot
oh, yeah.
some
right.
footage at
that's
the Funimation
right.
booth.
He
at
did.
My expo.
That's
absolutely
right.
Right.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Z
absolutely
one.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Thank
and
you
Lauren here is
yeah.
also with me at Funimation.
I'm Lauren Moore. I'm with Funimation. You might have seen, Justin and I co-host a show together, as well as I've been in a bunch of old Screw Attack videos, if you guys watch a bunch of those. Around the internet. I've been around the... That sounds...
Around the internet.
That sounds not right.
Whoa, wait. Hold on.
It's a family
We're off
vehicle.
To a great start.
So, at one point, I just want to point something out, and I want to make the point clear as crystal. She used to be with Screw Attack.
Yes.
That's true.
Correct.
And
true.
Mm-hmm. As you know, she's here now. She's not at Screw Attack. We got one over here. We infiltrated, and if Stammering Craig is watching,
that Stammering Craig,
listen, Craig, we already talked before the show, and I just wanted, this is basically our ransom video.
We got the information.
Yes. We got the information, the secret information. We have it all. We know all your passwords, your data. All that. So have fun at SGC/RTX this year, because when your infrastructure goes down, you know who did it. That's right. I got the info. I always win.
They were actually, this has been a long con the entire time.
Yeah. It really has.
Yeah.
Lauren left Screw
Attack. First I defected to Funimation.
No. Even before that, there's a super long con.
She was with us first, even before that.
The whole time.
And now she got Funimation info too. Mm-hmm. I know what they're licensing next year. Ava 4, 5, and 6.
Point oh.
Wow. Am I not supposed to?
Oh, sorry. Shit. Oh, fuck.
No. Sorry. I'm not. Anyway.
Could be true.
I just made up that gag. We got in trouble once because I don't even know if I should talk about it.
Let's do it. Go
okay.
for it.
We were on the... Yeah, I don't think there's anyone I know there who works there at this point. So, okay. We were invited once to be on a stream for, I think it was for Square Enix. We had a lot of good friends working there, stuff like that, and they invited us. Maybe I already told the story, I can't remember. But they invited us on their stream. Remember they did a live stream?
I remember.
And we were still dressed up as Deus Ex characters, because they,
oh, yeah, yeah,
they
we
had
filming.
Us do a Deus Ex
that's
video.
Right, that's right.
And so they were like, well, yeah, it'd be fun if you came on the stream, because we were in trench coats and sunglasses. And, you know, come on the stream and just, like, mess with the mess with the people at home, because they're not going to expect you to be on there.
Right.
And remember we did it. And at the time, they were on the, like, 18th Final Fantasy 13, whatever. You know, like, there's three of those, I think. But at the time, there were two. Final Fantasy 13 2 had just come out. And they had us on the stream. And we were, you know, talking to the people out there watching. And I think I said at one point, yeah, guess what? Final Fantasy 13 2, you see that? I'm going to spoil it. Sorry, everyone. Final Fantasy 13 3 coming soon. Because everyone was already scoffing that they made a 2, you know? Mm. And I was told later, they were so pissed. Like, we had a company meltdown. It was like, why? They were already working on 13 3. They didn't know how you knew. I just made a, I don't know, it was a joke. It was a joke. Because they wouldn't stop, like... So anyway, that's something I heard years later.
Well, 13-2 does end on a cliffhanger, so...
Oh, it does.
It wasn't a far reach to pull that out.
Yeah, I seriously pulled that out of my ass, and they were like,
wow,
whoa,
you counted. Good job, Rocco.
Who spoke? Who spoke to you? Who broke NDA? Anyway, just reminded me of that. So anyway, all that stuff I said was fake.
Yeah, no.
Anyway.
No 4.0.
5.0. I wish, but, 6.0 I wish there was
real.
News.
Yeah. But yeah, 6.0
right.
is real.
Right.
I wish there was news on 4.0. Let's do it.
I heard that there is some news on Dragon Ball AF. I just.
Oh, yeah.
I heard Justin has some,
cut to him.
Some insider.
Oh, nothing.
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
Thought he'd throw some moan on this.
Yeah.
All right.
No exclusive tonight.
In all honesty, though, because of all the new Dragon Ball Z movies that came out, you had Battle of Gods, Resurrection F. Because of those, all the jokes about AF have pretty much subsided, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, there's
I mean,
a new series in Japan
right now. Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Fuck.
But I just remember leading up to Battle of Gods, that was an actual, like, now we say it and we laugh, but leading up to Battle of Gods coming out, I remember people would bring that up to you and you'd be like,
it was seriously a stupid thing that I had to deal with. This is before Lauren started working here.
We talked about this at lunch, actually.
Oh, really?
That I've never had to deal with any of the, like, AF bullshit that you guys started.
So, now you will.
If people out there don't know about it, some people get the joke, but some people don't know, for years... in the early 2000s, there were rumors of a new Dragon Ball series, Dragon Ball AF. And it was all made-up crap. Like, some kids made... It was... I think it stood for April Fools.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they made fake artwork and stuff like that, but that never went away. People were like, dude, I hear AF, it's real. I saw a sketch, Super Saiyan 8 Goku, and he's got, like, blue hair. Like, it's happening. And that was funny because the blue hair thing did happen.
The blue hair thing did happen.
So you can't say it was totally fake.
Was the white hair, because there was the white hair version that people actually made. I remember a guy at a convention sent, it was a signing for Chris Sabat, and he wanted to get some stuff signed by him, and he was like, hey, I know you're really busy to do this, but I want to send you the statue as, like, a form of payment. And he sent it, and I, like, got at the office. All that stuff didn't happen, but it was a Dragon Ball AF statue with, like, Super Saiyan, whatever. I guess it would be 5 Vegeta with, like, white hair.
Whoa.
That doesn't exist. It's completely fake. But, like, it was a full physical, like, big, heavy statue of it.
Whoa.
Wow.
Right.
Honestly, wow.
It could be real.
Could be real.
Could be real. Could be real. Oh, yeah.
Oh, what'd you do with it? You still have it?
No, actually. So, it got really weird and complicated. It got really awkward. And the guy just wanted him to sign, like, this, like, giant stack of, like, Dragon Ball Z cards.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
And I was like, no, this isn't happening.
Right.
And so I literally just sent everything back to him. So I was like, I have no responsibility for any of this.
Yeah. Not my problem.
Yeah.
Well, I've said this before, but it's still true. There is a video on YouTube called SSJ8. Just that, and it is a still frame that someone colored of Goku with blue and black hair. It was uploaded, I think, 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And blue and black hair with lens flares over his eyes. And the description is just, I don't know if real, just uploading. And I will still occasionally, there's still argument in the comments after a decade. So I will still, every maybe 8 months, I will poke my head in the comments and I will leave a comment to reignite the argument. I will put, could be real. Or I will put, anyone know is real. And there will still, if you check, there will still be people going, look, it's not fucking real. I live in Japan. I've watched Super. He doesn't do this. So there's still argument. So.
That's great.
What?
Snort counter for Lauren here.
Oh.
That's a recurring thing. If you guys want to hear Lauren snort a whole lot. She does that on Double Talk.
Please don't tune in.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, nice. No.
Just to watch her snort.
That's so fucking weird.
They should have a counter, yeah.
Wednesday nights, we snort, or Lauren clearly
snorts
a whole lot.
That's before.
You're going to snort?
And then we do a show.
None of this is a good pitch. None of that was a solid pitch.
You'll have 7 million views tomorrow.
What other podcast is live snorting?
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Didn't even introduce Frank.
I did.
We did?
I got Frank.
No, you definitely did.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did?
Yeah.
Yes.
I tuned out. That whole thing was... But anyway, people are saying in the chat, SSJ8 has 5.7 million views, and I do have the top comment. Yeah. Still.
Congratulations.
And the comment is, anyone know if real? So,
love
I'm feeling,
it.
It's so authentic.
I'm feeling good.
It's so, yes. Like, well-placed.
Yeah. So there you go. Could be real. Anyway, well, thank you guys for coming. You guys were in California. You guys are normally in Texas.
Yeah.
You were out for California just for...
Yeah, we had meetings and stuff. We traveled back
and
forth.
Hanging out and seeing people. And,
cool.
Yeah. Fun.
This is our first time in San Diego, at least my first time in San Diego, that isn't during Comic-Con.
Wow.
So
you can see what downtown San Diego actually looks like without...
Yeah.
It's really cool.
It doesn't look like beyond the gas lamp district.
No, right.
We've never seen San Diego before because it's always covered in Walking Dead advertisements.
Yeah.
You actually had a narrow window to check it out because, yeah, Comic-Con is coming up, but we just had a Trump rally.
Did you see that?
That went very violently about a day ago. Yeah.
We missed that.
It's funny. People were posting...
Okay with that?
People were posting clips from it, and it just looked like Comic-Con. It was just people getting beat up.
Honestly, we mentioned for a second, like, would it be funny to go film down there? Like, would that be a funny...
Get some reactions.
Get reactions. I don't know, whatever. And the second we saw people getting hit in the face with the comments, like, you know what? I'm glad we didn't go to this.
On Friday, I was leaving work, and on my way leaving work from downtown San Diego, I saw, like, 3 big Mexican dudes with Fuck Trump shirts, and I, like, smiled at them. And then an hour later on Facebook, it's just fistfights.
It's like those people.
Does the Westboro Baptist Church also, like, post out during a Trump rally? Because they do at San Diego Comic-Con every
year. I think they're
year.
For Trump. I'm pretty sure they would be
That's
for.
What, like, I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I don't
like,
know.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
What's their
I'll call her up and find out who she's going for this year.
Yeah, they're on Twitter. You just tweet on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. See, that was the thing. That ICT was also here.
Yeah,
Insane Clown Posse also played the same night as the Trump rally. So downtown San Diego was rocking.
And it was lit.
And part of me was like, how often will I get a chance to go see ICP play?
I had a feeling you were tempted.
And then I went, the amount of money that would cost is not worth the amount of how dumb and wasteful of my time that would be.
But you get free Faygo for it.
Well,
that's true.
Sure.
You do save money on drinks.
Yeah.
That is true. Yeah. You do save money on Faygo.
But anyway, yeah, so you narrowly missed that. But
good.
Yeah, but San Diego, a lot nicer when that's not going on. We did it right. We went today. We went to Lucha Libre for lunch.
Hell yeah.
That's how you it.
First time. You're
gonna eat in San Diego. Did you like it?
Yeah, man. California burritos are amazing.
If I can put French fries in anything, like, I'm on board.
That's what we're saying.
That's great.
See, there you go.
It's the best food.
It's really good.
I heard that a lady today got busted because they found meth hiding in her burritos.
Yes. There's been a big thing with that. What? Someone shipped in a bunch of burritos.
Yeah, the Riverside burritos are not allowed anymore, I guess. But
that's like a big thing. Just like meth burritos is now a big thing.
Oh,
like,
you thought fries were good?
Yeah.
Just stick around.
Just add a little meth in your burrito.
Stick around.
Get a little
nothing
bit of
like
crank
it
in your burrito.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so I'm glad you got to experience that. Yes. There you go. Will you be back for Comic-Con?
Yeah, we'll be back here for Comic-Con. Both of us will be.
Yep.
Cool. Okay.
And we'll be running around. I'm trying to think what we're doing at Comic-Con this year. Like, last year we did the big Dragon Ball Z Resurrection F stuff, so we had, like, the Frieza Force activation over at the Nerdist area.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's cool. And you could, like, become, join Frieza's army kind of thing, and that was fun, and we had a Dragon Ball Z party. Didn't you guys get to go to the Dragon Ball Z party?
I know it's like consumed by Comic-Con that we really don't
think
stuff.
I did, yeah.
I don't know if we did.
But it was super awesome. So, like, we bought out a whole bar, and we had this Dragon Ball Z party, and we had Dragon Ball Z themed shots and drinks, and we had an arm wrestling table where we, like, hired a super ripped guy who's Goku.
I saw that.
There's a giant, like, ice carved Shenron that was like a shot loose.
You would do shots off of Shenron?
Out of Shenron's out of his mouth.
That sounds cool.
I missed
Make a wish.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's good. This year will be a little different.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be really talking more about My Hero Academia, which is kind of the new big show this year.
Yeah.
Are you excited about that, Sean?
Yeah.
Hey, well, let me tell you about it. Hey, actually, I'm going to tell you about
it. He's going to tell me about it.
And there's a reason. You're going to, by the end of this, you'll understand why.
Is it in Yosemite?
Who told you?
Oh, fuck.
It's all at Half Dome.
Whoa.
They train there. That show, the concept of that show, now I haven't seen it, so you correct me if I'm wrong.
Sure.
The concept of My Hero Academia, is what it's called, is that everyone in this world has some form of superpower, right?
Yeah.
Except the main character does not.
So the population is about an 80-20 split.
Oh, okay.
80% of people do have them, 20% don't. And it's like an evolutionary type of thing.
So, like, it's X-Men in the further future where all the mutants are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or, like, well, being a superhero
now,
is
are
like
they,
a job.
Okay.
Do they all have the same power or
no.
they all have different powers?
No.
So, like, some people have the really shitty powers where it's altered their physical appearance and they look terrible.
Oh, yeah.
They always got the short end of the stick on that one.
Yeah.
And then there's other ones who just do really cool stuff.
Okay.
And the main character really, really wants to be a hero and, like, studies and is in the school to be a hero but doesn't have any powers.
Okay. Well, so the reason I bring it up is, if you remember, a friend of ours had that exact concept.
I do remember this.
They wrote out a comic idea, I mean, over a decade ago. And this was a friend of ours that we couldn't motivate to get anything done. And it was like, just, oh my God, stop talking about it. Just do it. Just do it. And they never got off their butt. And so it's hilarious because now when I heard about this coming out, I was like, that's seriously the concept of the... Do you remember that?
I remember.
So it's just extra funny.
This will be like searching for the 1% of people who remember this. Wasn't there a Disney Channel original movie about a family that had superpowers?
Sky High?
No, was a actual film with Kurt Russell in it. This was a Disney Channel original movie about a kid who was part of a family of superheroes, and the Jeffersons were in it. They were also superheroes.
What?
And the kid just wanted superheroes so bad he faked it.
Superpowers?
He wanted to have superpowers.
There's a show on Nickelodeon called The Thundermans that's exactly that right now, but my kids watch that. But
yeah. Well, this was like 12, 13 years ago.
It's Sky High.
It's not Sky High. They ended up copying that same concept for Sky High because the kid ends up not having superpowers.
Oh.
But I remember it was a Disney Channel original movie.
Was it iCarly?
No. Maybe it was Zoe 101.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Dude.
Could have been.
I remember Zoe 101. I remember... Yeah. What was the other one?
Gullah Island.
No. What was the other future
Yes, Up, Up, and Away.
Xenon.
It was Up, Up, and Away.
Xenon, the 21st century.
They play that on Friday nights at 2 in the morning, along with other Disney Channel original movies from that time, and all I can think is, this is playing to a very, very specific audience.
We should stop giving details so the chat can just keep arguing and yelling at each other.
Well, somebody was saying they're just about to they've been doing like a marathon of all the originals over time. Mm-hmm. Like just this past week, so I think they're just about to air Up, Up, and Away or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Wow, you guys, after the podcast, turn into that.
Live stream of that.
Streaming Up, Up, and Away.
Here we go. Disney but anyway, farming. So that's that.
So that's your big new show right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cool. Yeah.
What is that? That's the big thing on the horizon. Is there any other, any unannounced stuff you want to like take the moment and just,
just
like,
lay out the whole schedule for the next 20
drop
years?
A bomb.
Sure.
Drop a bomb.
Right now that's kind of the big one.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of other cool shows that we're watching. So for Double Talk, we watch 3 shows every week. Mm-hmm. My Hero Academia is one, Assassination Classroom, which is really awesome.
Okay.
It's a really fun one.
Yeah, I hear about that one.
And the other new one is
And you thought there was never a girl online? Question mark.
And you thought there never was.
Now,
a girl
Eric
online.
Saw that one.
Yeah.
Eric,
yeah, that's a good one.
Was she
I've
online?
I've only seen the first 2, though. So
oh,
don't spoil it.
Well, don't act like you've seen it all.
Don't spoil it. There's a girl online.
Don't spoil. If there's a girl online. But anyway. So those are your big things. Okay. So
you watch those 3 episodes, like, and then like you talk about what happened that week.
It's like Sports Center for anime. Basically.
I see. You should have like the same, do you know, the same graphics and highlight reels and stuff like that. Like top 10 plays.
We were at the bar again today,
top
doing
10,
the same thing.
Not top ten.
That was the other.
Oh yeah, I love not top 10.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were actually after lunch. We hang out and we were literally watching like the stuff on the Sports Center TV.
Maybe we should.
Yeah, web gems.
Yeah, web gems.
That'd be the hottest girls.
Segment.
But that would be cool. I mean, that's something that there's a lot of cool stuff that happens in anime, but it's not like you can't manufacture it. I guess.
Yeah, I guess like
that's the best part about Sports Center.
Yeah, let's do this. I'm gonna help you guys with this.
All right.
I'll be a writer.
That could just be part of Shonami.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Shonami is gonna become Sports Center.
Sports Center anime.
Well, Lord knows we need more content because our channel soon will be all Shonami.
Yeah.
What if we sent the top 10 clips to you and you had to tell?
That would be absolutely awesome. Absolutely.
Sean having to comment out of context on anime, that would be brilliant.
That would be actually really great.
That would be
out of context anime moments.
He doesn't even get the chance to like analyze it as part of the story like he's doing now. It's just a clip.
This is the most fucked up scenes you could find.
There's a lot of them.
Oh boy.
Well, I want to say above all else, something that's important to us as a show, as a podcast. Mm-hmm. We want to thank you guys for finally, after 20 plus years of arduous and, you know, hard battles fought and difficult, a lot of patience, finally bringing Evangelion 3.33 out on Blu-ray. We did a 4-hour stream about it. It was me and Garrett and Mariel, I think. It was over 4 hours. I wasn't planning. I thought it was gonna be 1 hour. I gotta be. Garrett's not here. I gotta be honest. I thought that was gonna be 1 hour. But it was 4 anyway. You know, just because we like it so much, Evangelion is very near and dear to us. So thank you for doing the hard work.
Oh
man,
thank you. It was about to come out, and Justin said, "No. I gotta make it perfect." And he was in there cleaning up every cell, talking with Anno, being like, is this, you know, what do you think of this scene? Should I do this? Should I do that? And he acted every role. So thank you so much for doing that. That was really cool.
It's funny because we actually were talking about it so long ago with you guys specifically.
Yeah.
And this is when you actually came out to Dallas. Mm-hmm. I think it was for an SGC trip.
Yeah.
And this was like, we started just working on 3.
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah, let's film something. Let's do a thing. And we filmed.
Oh, yeah,
we did film a thing. Yeah.
But like, everything got so delayed and stuff happened that just never.
Yeah. I filmed stuff talking about it, and I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it at that point. And it's funny because we all kind of forgot about that.
Yeah.
But Garrett is the one that will still every now and then. So, I mean, do they have that footage? Like, is that coming out today? Or Garrett, it's been out for months.
What happened with it?
It also wasn't. Probably wasn't.
The computer It's
okay, on my computer.
I wonder if we can dig that up.
You should. Find it.
You don't have to. You don't have to. I think back to that, and it was like us clowning on a green screen, like, I'm in the cockpit.
Oh, it was stupid.
Yeah. They'll put that in the 4.0.
Yeah, save it for that.
Special features.
Yeah.
Put it on the DVD.
You know, when we went to the office, it was super fun to, like, go into the recording booth and, like, film our little piece for, I think it was One Piece, right?
Is that it was One Piece.
Us screaming as villagers.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Was that for the movie? Was that for the One Piece movie?
It was just a random episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's crazy because that still follows us around. Like, all the time I get contacted by, whoa, I just checked the credits. Who are you in this episode? I had a feeling, and it's always like someone we're not. It's like, I knew you played the Pirate King, Rocco. I sounded just like you. And it's like, I don't know who, I don't think that was me.
Your villager number five.
Yeah, honestly, there was like black smoke in the sky, and I think you can hear me go, oh. That's it.
So much nuance.
But it's because we were in the credits.
Yeah.
We get it's all the time just like, whoa, how'd you get cast? You know, and so anyway, it's pretty cool. Yeah. How many episodes of One Piece have you seen? Are you caught up?
Jeez, there's so many. It's like 700.
Yeah, I was going to say, aren't they up to like, I think they're up to like 740 something.
Something like that.
Actually, a while back, I was like, oh man, I should just go back and watch One Piece from the beginning because
that was a terrible idea.
We
actually tried to have a guy at our office. This is right before Toonami was bringing One Piece on, and they were starting at like episode 160 or something. Mm-hmm. Some new arc, like newer arc. And we're like, can people watch and get caught up from the time they announced that to the time the episode aired? Which was, I think, like 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So we were like, can that physically happen? And we actually had a guy at the office who was one of our copywriters on one of our old podcast shows as well. Mm-hmm. We put him in a room, and we put two webcams up, like one, watching him. And it was just we called it Marooned on One Piece Island. And he had a week to sit down and try to watch as many episodes as possible and see where he ended up.
Yeah.
He lost his mind.
That's great.
How many did he watch?
I think only, he probably got to like 90 or something.
Oh,
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck.
But he didn't leave the office. He slept in that room.
Whoa.
We would bring him food. People would come by.
This is a nightmare.
And one night it turned into like a crazy night because there was this huge thunderstorm. And if you guys have thunderstorms in Dallas, those are like the crazy ridiculous.
Yeah, those are gnarly.
It was like almost a tornado thing.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Oh, God.
And he can't leave the room. He's got to finish One Piece.
But we came over there. More important, right?
Yeah.
Safety's not an issue.
Yeah.
We brought him like Popeye's chicken and like a case of beer, and we're just like, we're going to hang out with you and try to get through this night. And it got really weird. And then I fell asleep on the floor. And that was all being like
filmed and streamed.
It was a live webcam. But you couldn't watch the episode because of licensing things. So it was just a feed of
this
him.
This guy in a room.
Watching.
Oh. Like those damn like so nature it's streams that you watch. Where you're
like,
I got it.
Wow. That's incredible. So, there's people in our chat who watch that.
That room smelled, by the way.
Yeah, well, if you never left.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Next time, stream him showering. Jeez. What were you saying?
So there's 700 episodes of One Piece? More, like, really?
Yeah.
760.
When did this show start?
Something.
Late 90s, right?
I think it was early 2000s.
Really?
Like, super early
2000s. How?
It's just year-round.
Just every week.
Just all throughout every season.
It's like The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not an episode.
You have episodes go on TV, people watch them, they keep doing it.
Wow. Yeah.
It's fucked up.
All right. That's crazy. Cool.
So there you go. That's what we're going to do. Christmas cast this year is not going to be just food. We're going to see
watch One Piece.
How many episodes we can watch in an hour. You know? Yeah. Could be crazy. No, trust me. I got some plans. I got some tricks. Anyway. Well, thank you guys for coming out. We're gonna pause talking about anime for a second, if everyone watching can withstand that. Hopefully, we'll see. It'll be okay. We'll get to it. We'll get back. hey, we're Mega 64, and we put out some stuff too. We do that. What do we put out
this week?
Yeah.
Do we got anything this week?
No. Hey, I wanted to let everybody know we had a video. We're locked and loaded, ready to go.
Yeah.
And it was just, we were sitting in this cloud of just vague kind of, where can we take this? Where could it go?
Yeah.
It could be better. It could be worse.
Mm-hmm.
And so we didn't know, we thought some more time would be better for the video than just going, here, we meet our quota for the week. Done.
Right.
No. So we waited a few more days.
And is it better?
And it is so, oh my God, so much better.
Really? Is it really?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm putting up a confident face.
Okay, good. This is great
video. I don't know what anyone is going to think about this new video. It will come out soon. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe not. I don't know.
It's going to come out, and you know when you walk into a writing room and sometimes like, this is it, we got it. And then you film it, and you go, this is it, we got it. And then you edit it, you go, what do we do?
It was an intentionally weird video, yes. But we may have gotten... away from ourselves.
We got maybe got a little too weird, but we'll find out.
Here's the deal at Mega 64 right now. We've got a couple other things that we're working on that are much bigger, that are in production right now, that are awesome. I couldn't be more excited about those things. And I think this video fell into some weird fever dream in between working on those big things. Because we have more than one big thing on the way that I think people are really going to enjoy.
I agree with you.
But this is in this weird dream territory where you don't know if you're asleep or awake. You don't even really remember making it. It's just there. So I think we'll release it. You'll see.
No one's going to release it. And you're going
to
watch it.
But here's what we're doing. Right now, everyone's expectation is going, I don't know what to make of this.
Yeah.
So we're at a good point. Hey, now we release it.
You know what?
People will go,
I don't know if that's going to work.
This people one. Are going to go, yeah, you did it. You said it was going to suck. It didn't.
And you said it was going to be weird, and it was really weird.
And it was very normal.
Yeah.
No, anyway, so we're working on that. It'll be out in a minute.
Yeah.
Sure. Right. Very informative.
But the other stuff that we're working on are a lot less in the weird department. I think people are going to just... love it. So lots of stuff on the way. We're going to be working hard soon. Things might be a little quiet, but just know we're about to drop a mic and a bomb at the same time. So get ready for that. And so there was something else that we just did. Oh, we did release though last week's podcast.
Oh, nice. And the behind
the scenes. Let's reminisce.
That's a good podcast. Yeah.
Robbie, you're on Game Drums.
Yeah,
I was on Game Grumps. It was not intentional. I went to their studio to record I recorded footage for my show Blind Box. I wanted to record somebody's game collection, and I had been to their studio before, and I've never seen a bigger game collection than that. Screw Attack might have had one. They have a big game collection.
It's actually not that.
I fucking knew it. Fuck,
that's right. We know your secret.
You son of a bitch, Craig.
I mean, if you're talking about arcade cabs.
Yeah, there's a lot of arcade cabs.
That's right. Stay Proof Craig or whatever his name is. You are a liar because you said you had the best and I caught you.
They're not real gamers.
No.
No. Trust me, we played against them. I've seen them.
Yeah.
They're not. Played a game in
their
life.
They're cheaters.
Uh-huh. Screw Attack versus...
Technically we lost, but who was running the show? That's come to our convention and play us. But they won't. They're going to go, oh, I'm busy. We got to do Goku versus Batman. Anyway.
Howards, all of you.
Anyway, but Game Grumps has an awesome studio with an awesome game collection. So I went there to actually... film that, and I did. I might release it right now. The Funny Factory shows are still kind of on their hiatus, so I don't know if that'll come out or not. But anyway, I went over there, and then it was just, hey, we're gonna play some shitty Steam games. Do you want to join? Oh, yeah, okay. So we did that, and I played a bunch of crappy Sonic games that they found on Steam that were not licensed, and Akiba's Trip. Which is a game you fight people in Akihabara and their clothes fly off.
Whoa!
That game was kind of a nightmare. Well,
yeah. How was that?
You got really excited.
Yeah, because that game was really cool.
Whoa!
And,
wait a minute.
And cartoons get naked.
Wow.
Yep.
It's funny because I didn't know how it was gonna. I didn't really know what I was in for, and I didn't know I was. You know, a lot of times when we collaborate with other groups. That other group will hate us. You know what I mean? It's just like our sense of humor. It just doesn't really whatever. But I mean, I've known those guys for a long time. So it was just sitting around chatting. You know, it was really not a big thing. And so I was happy. The first one came out, the Sonic one, and the responses were really great. It was like, hey, Rocco fits right in. You know, hey, this is really good. Hey, you know, a lot of fun. Sounds like they're having a lot of fun. And I realized I was a little more shy in the first one. And by the last part of the Akiba's Trip one, I was talking a lot, and now the comments on it are, this guy needs to shut the fuck up. He's telling his stupid stories. Just get him out. You know, so anyway, it was a logical progression. But yeah, it was fun. Yeah, it was fun. Fun recording that. Thank you, Game Grumps. Check out Game Grumps. Go to YouTube, Game Grumps.
Yep. I think there would be a huge bump now that we said that. You're welcome, guys. Watch out, guys. So there you go. Flood's coming your way.
Finally, get those views. Check out Dragon Ball while you're at it. You're gonna want to peep
Thank
that.
Thank you. Thanks for that.
We'll prep our team for the.
Well, yeah.
The servers.
We'll get the site ready.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. So that was it. That happened. That was fun. Had some fun with that. That's
cool.
It.
Hey, I've been playing video games.
What?
Believe it or not.
Nice.
I beat Uncharted 3, which I liked way more than Uncharted 2. Way. Everyone I've talked to feels the same way.
But, you know, and I did too.
Yeah.
And when I replayed them all again recently, I now agree with Sean. I didn't like 2 as much as I remembered liking it.
Yeah, 2 was, at the end, became tedious, and I was not into it really at all. And 3, I just had a great time throughout the whole entire thing. So, I like that one. I started playing 4, and I'm like chapter 6. So, I'm a couple hours into it. And I do see what you're saying. There's a lot of like cutscenes. There's a lot.
The balance I felt like was off in the
But I feel like that was kind of getting you caught up with the story. Right? Yeah, right. Yeah. She's telling you the story. And
it cools down.
There were a couple moments where I was like, I don't want to spoil anything, but like I'm playing a game within a game, and I'm like, what the fuck is happening? What is this? I loved it. I thought it was great. I'm really into it. And it's funny because I haven't played these games before until like a month ago. So, like, seeing the progression between 2 to 3 to 4 within that short amount of time, my brain cannot handle what I'm looking at. And so many times I'm just standing there waiting for the cutscene to be over and I realize, oh, I'm playing. I didn't realize. I'm just not used to it looking so good that I can't get used to it. It's amazing. And Rocco, for my birthday or Christmas, got me those PS4 headphones.
The gold headset or whatever.
So it's just great for me because I can play at home with like the kids sleeping. I can like have it on and like hear my game.
Just gotta be careful of yelling.
That's true. It sounds so great. Like that game in particular sounds so good.
I think I said something, but they calibrated it just for that headset too. Yeah. In case you were using that, they did like special shit for it or something. Yeah.
At one point, someone's talking behind you, and it's like it was crazy.
Yeah. The sound design in those games are so incredible. That's one of the things I've always loved about it, that they have all of any Naughty Dog game, like they have all the fine tuning for the audio. But like if you leave it at default, it's probably fine. But you can like adjust the azimuth, I don't know how to say that word. Of where your speakers are pitched from where you are to help make it even better. Like it's pretty incredible. Like all of those games do a really, really good job. I remember getting freaked out in Last of Us because of something like the door banging behind me.
Yeah.
Oh, that happened to me all the time.
And then it was quiet for a second and then the door banged and I like freaked out. It was like 2 a.m. and nobody else was there.
I mean, I have a lot of dogs at home.
Yeah.
And so like shit would happen and I would constantly think it's like a dog getting into something or knocking something around and be like, nope, it's just me playing a video game.
Sound design is such like an unsung hero.
Yeah.
Like, if it's so good, absolutely. You don't notice That's it true. And you want it to
And Naughty
notice.
Dog has the best of that. Naughty Dog's technology is always 5 years ahead of everybody else's.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we looked at online, which is really funny, I forgot to mention on here before, but there's just someone took a video of Nathan Drake shooting a hill.
It was on Reddit, I think.
Like it's just a hill and he shoots it. And it was just the rocks reacting and pebbles sliding down the hill.
And then by the end, like more pebbles started sliding, and a little avalanche like happened because of that one shot.
And they were saying like, if you know anything about programming, like this is blowing your mind. Like, the engine to handle that doesn't even exist.
If you play video games your whole life, that you can't believe this. If you haven't, you don't see the big deal here. At all.
Yeah, yeah. And there were a lot of people in there that were just like, so it's rocks sliding down a hill. It's like, yeah, but someone has to. But make that.
Yeah,
they
did that. That's or a like thing that had to be
in Uncharted 4, like you'll jump in the water and you'll come out and his hair is physically weighed down.
Yeah.
And he will go and then it'll like kind of go back and stay up. And I like just that kind of detail in games is
say what you will about the whole gameplay, the narrative, whatever you felt like as a technical game.
Yeah.
It's so impressive.
Yeah, also, absolutely.
When you're in the water, same thing. If someone's talking, you can go in the water. It does the...
Oh, yeah.
It gets washed
yeah.
out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another detail I really like is when you shine a flashlight in someone's eyes, they'll cover
yeah.
their
yeah.
eyes. Oh, it's such man. A little tiny little detail.
I haven't had time to play it yet.
I've only played three. Like, of all the other games, okay. I've only played three. I've been playing Dark Souls 3, actually. And that's the first Dark Souls game I've ever played.
Oh, really?
So that
I don't
was
think anyone on here has been playing course. That. So how was that?
Hard as balls. I mean, it took me a minute to like get it acclimated to the style of gameplay because I've just been powering through a bunch of games. I don't have as much time to play with all this travel. So yeah. I'm sitting there and I was live streaming it. And I don't know if that was a good idea because it was just like a really uninteresting thing for me to not be able to play the game
so
well.
You know Dark Souls for the first yep. time. Like, yep. Everyone wants to watch that.
So I was just repeatedly dying. I mean, not in like a fun, interesting kind of way either. It was like yeah. the yeah. same mistakes over and over. So, but like now that I've got the hang of it, I'm actually incredibly like addicted to playing it, and the challenge is definitely a thing that I want to experience rather than like the first probably hour I almost was just about to give up. Like I was very close to
yeah.
just giving up.
Yeah.
But since people were watching me, I felt like I had to keep like my cool a little bit and keep playing and it's great. And I
but really if you lost it. Your cool, then you'd be a $1 million streamer.
That's oh, very yeah, true. Yeah.
You'd be going, what? Ah! Ah! Oh, he screams because he's scared.
This
he's
is entertaining.
PewDiePie. Oh. Anyway, but yeah, that's yeah, okay. Well, that my brother Deadly. Plays those, and he doesn't look happy ever.
No.
That's why I'm like, I don't think I'm gonna try it.
They're incredibly stressful to play, because of the whole system of collecting souls as money and currency. And if you die, you lose all of your money, and mm-hmm. you have to go reclaim them before. Unless you die again, then you lose all of that. Mm-hmm. So it's this bad perpetual cycle of keeping me engaged in. I can't stop playing because I have all this. I die and I have to go get that, and then I get that, and then I didn't get to a save point because they're so sparse. Mm. So you're just constantly trying to like be greedy and get from one place to another without losing all of your money, basically.
Yeah, that sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah,
that's why I stopped playing Bloodborne.
Oh, really?
It's supposed yeah. to be an easier version.
Yeah,
of
yeah
I'm like, nah. I did that. I was streaming Bloodborne, and like the only way I was able to play was because I was actively asking people to help.
Yeah.
Like, teach yes, me how to play the game.
I had to do that
because
constantly.
I had no fucking clue what I was doing, and otherwise it would have taken me 3 hours to figure it
then
out.
There's no, like, real, like, in-your-face tutorials and nope. tips and hints, like, being like, this is probably how you should handle this situation.
Which is
here's
fine.
The weapons that you should, but it's so different
yeah.
than I'm used to nowadays because I'm getting trained to be kind of a mindless video game you know, player, which is like the game just going to tell me everything I need to do 100%.
Yeah.
Nothing I have to figure out myself.
Yeah. But it was, man, I couldn't. I kept trying to play it and trying to play it and trying to play it, and then it just got to a point where I couldn't. And so, like, all those games look beautiful and they look like so much fun because I love a challenge in a game. But that looks like, hey, you gotta just grind and grind and grind and make a lot of mistakes, and it's not fun until you actually, like, perfect it, and I do not have enough time to get to the point where I'm like mastering the gameplay to then really enjoy like the actual rest of the game, so I had to quit.
How far did you get in Bloodborne?
I don't even think I got past the second stage.
Okay. I've played all the Souls games except Dark Souls 3, just because I don't have the time, but Bloodborne has my favorite area in the game. It's Kanehurst Castle. It's this giant, like, it's this giant castle in the snow part of the game, but it's gorgeous. Everything in that area, these monsters, these witches, it's like Disney's Haunted Mansion a little bit.
Yeah.
But just look up a video.
I think my brother showed me that. And that was
it's cool. Like gorgeous. Yeah, yeah. 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 But the other game I've been playing is Doom.
Yeah.
I want to play Doom.
I finally beat it. I loved it. I'm already on to the next thing. But yeah, Doom. I played a string of games that was just, like you were saying, everything is very, like, in your face, dumb. But I just played a string of games that were very light, fun, and video gaming. I played Ratchet & Clank,
yeah.
which I loved. Very video gamey, bright, yeah. not challenging. You can just play through it. Every level in that game is a bright, vivid world.
Mm-hmm.
Then I played Saints Row: Get Out of Hell, the little expansion.
Oh, yeah.
That
oh,
was
wow.
really fun. That was like a 7-hour game. It's just a bunch of mini games in hell. And then I played Doom, which, again, fast, fun game.
Did you do the multiplayer in Doom at all? I haven't seen
much. The multiplayer of that. With Doom is ridiculous because single player Doom is very fast, frenetic, fun. This is awesome. multiplayer Doom, they're trying to do Call of Duty and Destiny. It's completely detached from it. Mm-hmm. And I wanted like Unreal Tournament, like early original Quake style, super fast.
Yeah.
But the multiplayer in Doom is super slow. But the single player is great. It's worth it just for that.
That's what I hear. But not, I mean, would you say it's... Yeah, somebody in the chat saying like fitting for $40 for... well, that's for Ratchet and Clank, but I would say for Doom, I wouldn't pay more than $40 for just the main campaign.
Sure.
Because I want to play it like really, really bad. But a $60 price tag for 10 hours of game, like, I don't know if I could spend that kind of money on that.
It would depend. I mean, with that game, I could see that. There's some games that are 10 hours. I was like, okay, that was worth $60. But Doom is simple. I don't even mean that in a bad way. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. But it's simple, you know, and 40 would be a hell of a lot more appealing on that.
See, I'm concerned nowadays with how busy I think we all are. Like, I don't even see the hours anymore because how many hours am I going to be able to play in this game?
But I've been this way honestly even since I was in like high school. Like I'm way more concerned with does it feel like a complete experience versus you know, because again I always use the game Eco is one of my favorite games of all time and it's 6 hours. I would not want it to be 10. Like, even that 10 is not that long comparatively, but it's just the way that the puzzles are structured, it would wear its welcome after that. Mm-hmm. And so I remember paying 50 for that when I had no money in high school, but I was so fulfilled by that, you know? And so I've never really cared about how many hours, but sometimes there is a limit. You know, there are some games that are like, okay, beat that in an hour and a half, but, you know. Anyway.
Age-old quality over quantity.
Yeah.
I think that's really the persisting factor for me is I want to enjoy the game. Honestly, it doesn't matter how long it is. Ultimately, if the game is fun, because that's what I play video games for, is to have fun.
Yeah.
The moment it stops being fun is the moment I tend to stop playing a game.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times I end up not returning to it. Like, before the podcast, we were talking about Arkham Knight and, like, how much of a fun game that was.
Yeah.
But, like, I stopped about... I would say there was still 6 or 7 hours left in the game. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I'd already put in at least 40 hours into
it. Oh, my God. I have an incredibly awful experience with Arkham Knight.
Really?
So I love the game so much. And I wanted 100% and get the true ending and all that stuff. So I went through and got all the the Riddler trophies and all those things. Mm-hmm. Well, all the ones I could get. So there ended up being two that were glitched out in the blimp. That I got, but didn't count to my data.
Yeah.
Whoa. And so I tried to get them again, and they're not there.
Ha, ha, ha.
And then I even played the new game plus like thing where you like replay the game.
Oh my God.
And the game resets, but the trophies are all they're gone if you've claimed them. So I was like, maybe the game will reset and they'll reappear. So I went through the game a second time. And they still weren't there. And I couldn't 100%. I was on a mission to 100% this game. And then I was just so upset. Because I spent probably 70 hours or something in this game.
Well, that could be part of the game. The Riddler just outsmarted you.
You feel like
genius, right?
You are Batman. Jesus. See, that right there, you should do my trick. I got a secret trick for stuff like that. Don't 100% anything. That's seriously because honestly, like, my time is a valuable thing, and I just find that instead of having a stack of games, it's like, well, don't 100% Metal Gear as much as you love it, go back to it. Okay,
and see, Garrett,
I just move on. And Garrett is the same way. Garrett yells all day long about, I have no time, all these games, I have no time, but then it's like, have you played this other thing you were talking about? No, because I'm on hour 740th Metal Gear, and I haven't gotten the yellow arm. And it's like you beat it. Like, just move on. You know.
Yeah.
That, but hey, I'm not. That's whatever you want to do. That's Garrett plays
the game. The real reason I want 100% of the game is to get the true ending, and you can't get it without
that's a good
getting
point.
The 100%.
That's
different. You can.
It's called YouTube.
God damn it! I want to earn it myself.
I know what you mean.
Exactly what I did, because that is how I saw the true ending of that game. I did everything except for the Riddler trophies, and it said collect all Riddler trophies and then you'll be able to see the final ending. Turned the game off, went on to YouTube, looked it up, and just watched it.
I'm hoping a patch like will fix it. I'm holding out. It's been a year.
That game's patch. I don't think anyone's looking at those.
Just trying to be hopeful.
Yeah.
I did the ending thing with Parasite Eve of all games. Like, I played through it a year ago. I love Parasite Eve. The last boss is like this 10-minute battle. I used up all my ammo ever. I finally beat it. Then the second phase is you're on a cruise ship. You just have to get to the exit. and it's chasing it down the hallway. It's a one-hit kill.
Yeah.
And I'm steering with these shitty 99 tank controls. I already beat the boss. I, like, miss a corner. The boss touches me. I'm dead. And, like, boom, I lose an hour of progress. So I just went on YouTube, watched the last one.
Oh, yeah.
I was, okay.
You know, in all honesty, yeah, the first time I played through Xenoblade Chronicles was, I mean, that's one of my favorite games in the past 10 years.
Yeah.
And something like that happened. The whole game was pretty good about restarting you at a good spot. But something at the very end sent me way back, and I went, well, I'm already here.
Yeah.
So I just watched the ending. But I played through it again later. And
Let me tell you, that's crucial where they put you back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If they put you back and it's even 5 minutes, but you have to do it again, I won't play that game anymore.
I'm so repeating stuff.
Uncharted is the best at that, you die and you are right back to where you were.
Yeah, The Last of Us was that way too. It was really good about putting you.
There's no punishment for dying. You can die 1,000 times. Doesn't matter, because I don't care. Yeah. I'm going to die a lot. Like, let's
let me
keep
going. But for me, it comes down to time, not challenge.
Yeah.
You can have me repeat a hard thing 100 times.
Sure.
Because I want to do it enough to get it. It's that when that thing takes an hour that I go, no, I'm not spending another hour. That's it. Yeah. You know, so that's what it is for me. You can have me restart the hardest thing over and over. I don't mind. It's just time.
With Doom, the new one, they have, like, pretty friendly checkpoints.
Yeah.
I beat Doom and I started revisiting. I played Doom 2 last night. Wow. Going through the game. It's pretty sick if you haven't tried it out. I was going through the game and then I died. You start at the very beginning of the level.
Yeah.
I lost all my guns. Oh, I just had a pistol and I was like, fuck this. I turned off my 360.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Yeah.
I have actually a question centered around that. But before we get too far, I want to thank our sponsors on the podcast this week. I want to thank the good, excellent, pious people at Kickapoo Joy Juice, greatest soda. These people, these chumps got water.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, as we try to gag it down, because we honestly, as you saw them last week, we ran out of Kickapoo here. Everyone drank it so fast.
But
we
I want to give a shout out to all our fans, actually, because they tweeted at Kickapoo, and now they're saying that's like shipments, truckloads are coming our way of Kickapoo. I hope it's Malibu.
I can't wait to fill up those jet cups.
Fill it
I will drink out of the jet cup only if there's Kickapoo in there.
Damn.
That's true. All
right.
That's
true. Really?
That's true.
So, yeah, Kickapoo Joy Juice. If you want to get a can for yourself and drink this delicious nectar, savor every succulent sip, go to @drinkkickapoo on Twitter. No, go to their website, drinkkickapoo.com. That's where you can order and see where it's being stocked. You could go to Amazon and order a case. It's on Amazon. They're with the technology thing. Go to then follow them on Twitter @drinkkickapoo in that order that I just described.
And no other order.
Follow them and they will update you at any given point on where the drink is. Oh, I just saw some at Beverages and More, but you got the tweet. So you're driving down, you know, so get up to date, get constant updates, set reminders to your phone, notifications, so that anytime they tweet, bring, 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 your iPad's lighting up, all that, because they're going to, that drink, people are drinking it.
Suck it down.
That drink, people are drinking it.
And they're drinking it.
You're welcome, Kickapoo, for our plug.
Sean, just put that on there, Kickapoo, that drink, people will drink.
Well, that's a good plug. Last week, we were fucking talking about, Derek talks like it's going to kill you or something. My plug is better.
That's true.
Because
that's
it sounds like
people, you got a better plug.
It sounds delicious when I say it.
Yeah.
Just like everything does.
Cool.
All right, and I want to thank our other sponsor, ourselves. Go to shop.mega64.com. Support the show. Get some merchandise. We did the whole mystery poster thing this week.
Jesus.
Yes.
Man, they sold out. That's it. They're gone. The poster deal is
donezo.
Kaput. We're done. Thank you to everybody. We put a lot of those up, too. Like, fair, you know, we restocked them after a while because we kept finding more and more unreleased posters.
You know, we do this a lot. Sorry, I've
no Kickapoo.
My thought's all fucked up. Yeah, no Kickapoo.
Yeah, you had water.
Yeah, like an idiot. Anyways, it's been happening. And we're like, we think, oh, this is more than enough. This will last us through the week, easy. And then like 2 days later, it's like, oh, we're sold out. Fuck. It's like you guys are really stepping up for us, and we really appreciate it. So
yeah.
Thank you to everyone. We put more on sale. Those sold out. Thank you to everyone.
Yeah. Thank you to everybody.
Yeah.
I want to say, yeah. Anytime you order, you do support us. So thank you. And on that note, I wanted to make an announcement.
Oh fuck.
This Friday, this coming Friday. What's the date of that Friday? This coming Friday.
June
2nd.
June 3rd?
3rd.
Friday, June 3rd.
2016.
It is going to be amazing. We're going to finally put, people keep asking us, we're finally going to restock the experiment sweatshirt and sell our new snapback.
Oh, God.
back to back.
Both on the same day, this Friday, June 3rd. They're going up on sale. Bam. On sale Friday. Both of those items, people have been really wanting those to resurface, and they have. The hat, we couldn't do anything because we didn't. We use an all burgundy snapback hat.
Yeah.
And they're hard to come. They're actually hard to get from our manufacturer. So we sold out of them at PAX, and that was it. We couldn't get any more. We finally got more. So, and the sweatshirts, we made some more. So, there you go. Anyway, so those will be on sale Friday, June 3rd. So if you want to support us, go there. Or your other option is patreon.com/mega64, and you could support us directly there through a regular amount, and we do appreciate that. That's a direct way to fund what we do here. And trust me, some of the stuff we got coming out as a result of your funding and all that stuff, you're going to be so happy. A lot of people, we got some changes coming up. There's a lot of changes on the horizon.
Kevin, you're fired.
Yeah. Not all good. Not all good. But the good ones, you're not fucking with the lenses now, are you? Because you're on your way out. The shot needs to look good. The stuff on the way is going to be amazing. You're going to be so happy you were on the ground floor of the Patreon. So, anyway, thank you. Oh, that was it. So the question I had, video game related question, is what's the best game you've played that you stopped and you did not beat? You know, because I was thinking about Batman. I did enjoy Batman for the most part, but I just hit a wall and I went, I've had my fun, I'm done. I'm trying to think of
I told the story on the podcast before, and it's not the game's fault, but it's South Park.
Yeah.
Because my brother, when I was like 50 hours he deleted my game to start his new game, and then I couldn't beat it. So I just gave up on it.
Same thing for me, I think it's save related, was Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic on Xbox. I was like pretty deep into that game, and then my Xbox died. Mm-hmm. And so I bought a new one, but the Xbox died, and it's the internal storage on the hard drive. Yeah. I couldn't retrieve that save file, and it's like, well, I'm not going to spend 30 more hours on it. So. Yeah.
Same thing happened with me on Fallout New Vegas. Same thing with Xbox dying and couldn't get the data and all that stuff. And so,
Eric, you played a ton of New Vegas, but have you, I mean, this might be a stupid question. I haven't played it. But have you beat it? Like, have you actually beaten the game?
I've never beat Fallout New Vegas. Okay. Started a new game 3 times, and I'll probably start
a fourth
eventually too.
Because
I don't care about beating the game.
That's what I thought. Honestly, that's why I asked.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Because every time I've seen you play it or heard about it, you're just exploring, and you're not. Yeah, that's what I thought. I was just curious.
I got really far into New Vegas, and then it was a point where it's like, all right, here's the ending. You have 3 factions you can go with. Who do you want? And then I just turned off.
Couldn't make the decision.
Yeah, I didn't know who to go with. The Vegas robot or the National Geographic people.
I think for me, still to this day, Final Fantasy X. That's not my favorite Final Fantasy. I'm kind of whatever on it. But it's fun to play. I enjoyed playing it. When it came out, I was kind of stupid about playing those games. I wasn't really smart about playing RPGs back then. But I still did it. I just wasn't very good. And I got to the end of 10, and yeah, I was like, I can't beat any of this stuff. And then they re-released it recently, and man, that game was so much easier than I remembered. Mm-hmm. Well, I just feel like I know how to do it now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I still got to the end, and I went, what? She's doing all these status effects. Yeah, I don't care.
For that game,
same thing. I've still, to this day, never beat it.
Yeah, I wasted a whole day with that, because I got to the end of the part, couldn't beat the final boss, so then I spent a day grinding one of the ultimate weapons, came back, and it fucking destroyed the boss. But nice. I lost.
Oh!
Yeah, I was exhausted.
I grinded so much in that game. 160 hours, got all the monsters and all that stuff.
Oh my god!
Stupid. Stupid. So stupid. But then, and then I finally beat the game. I was like, that was the easiest.
Yeah. Spends 10 years grinding up and then you can destroy that boss.
For me, it was 9.
Oh, 9?
Like, I just, and it's every now and again I go back, I'm like, fuck, I didn't finish that. I need to.
Yeah.
Like, I switched jobs or something and was like, oh,
you didn't go attack. Craig
I'll
made
finish it.
It
sometime.
You didn't miss anything.
Point.
9?
9 is such, it ends on such a non sequitur, and then just kind of, I don't know.
I couldn't even, but it was the same, like, I couldn't even bring myself to, like, look at the ending or anything.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I will finish it.
Yeah.
You missed out on little cute VV Black Mage babies.
Yeah. Oh,
that was great. She's gonna beat it one day.
Hey, I saved you the trouble.
I was gonna finish it.
I was honestly very disappointed in 9 that it didn't have like a cool CG sequence like all the other ones. Like had more CG. It was more like in game models and characters.
Yeah, you know what though? I will say I always bash 9 on here, but there was a cool the part where you're like I have vague memory of like the forest you're in is turning to stone and you're trying to escape it. Oh, there's a cool CG like scene there, but that was pretty early on.
Yeah, that's at the end. Like I'm always in a Final Fantasy game, I'm always expecting the end to be like
they're kind of rewards. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. You're right because like 7 was just like they give you a fucking hour long one. Yeah, 9 it was kind of like a puppet show with bad polygons.
Cool.
Anyway, are you excited about 15?
Yeah, actually, I haven't.
They have
played...
They stole your hair. They're all on the same page.
I actually have been waiting for 15. I didn't play 14 or 13. I watched 13 get played and 13 too, but I didn't actually play it myself. 14 MMO. I don't really play Final Fantasy MMOs. But yeah, definitely 15. I want to cruise around in a car with like my buddies and fight monsters.
Like, there you go.
That's all I really care
it
about.
Looks really cool. I'm very excited.
Yeah, it's the
first. And then there's an anime. So that's the other thing that's like crazy. Like,
wait, there's an anime to go along with
there's
it?
There's an anime and a CGI feature film.
Wow.
Really?
It's crazy.
Whoa.
Sorry, did I miss? They're doing a CGI feature film for Final Fantasy
with
again?
Aaron Paul.
Yes. Yeah. Because it went so well.
They do that again.
Yeah, yeah.
No. The track record says let's do this.
Is it going to be theaters?
Advent Children was incredibly awesome.
They're one in one. Advent Children was great.
Right.
But yeah, that was fun. Not Spirits. With no one
was it? Is it going to be in theaters?
That's
though?
True.
No,
that's a good point.
Right.
I see.
Pre-ordered the game
again. I see.
And that's how they did Advent
that's
Children.
Fine. Yeah. Well, I don't care either way. Honestly.
I think if you have realistic expectations, those CG game movies that they just kind of put out on Blu-ray are good if you know what to expect. Because, like, they do those Resident Evil ones.
Yeah.
And there's always, like, oh, my God, this is the worst movie ever. But it's, like, it's a cutscene. It's if you're a fan of that, you know, and that's how I feel about Advent Children is, like, I thought I was going to see Cloud fight Sephiroth, and it was flashy, and that was
well, so the thing is,
all I thought it would be.
When Advent Children first came out was the, like, unfinished version. There's two versions of Evan.
There's
the unfinished one, which that was the first one I saw, and I thought that was it. I was like, that's meh. It was like weird, and it didn't really tell, like, didn't flesh out the story very much.
Yeah.
And then they're like, here's the director's cut. It was like literally two times the movie that the original one was, and had all the characters in it, like all the stuff you wanted out of the unfinished product, which literally is what it was, an unfinished product when they first released it. And so I've talked to Advent Children about people, and they're like, yeah, I watched it when it first came out. It sucked. And I was like, wait, did you watch this one or this one?
Yeah.
And they're like, what one? Like, they didn't even realize there's, like, this full, complete version.
Yeah.
So if you haven't checked it out, check the complete version out. It's so much better than what was originally released.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so, yeah, we've got about 20 Final Fantasy movies to watch by the end of the year. So
just lock yourself in a room.
Just so you know, hour one... He's in the books.
Nice. Okay.
2 more hours.
Nice.
2 hours All right. left. So, hour 2 begins now.
Okay. Okay, they were just saying that we should call this our, is it 396 or 397?
I don't know.
Do we know?
396.
396, that we should call this our 396.2. Mm-hmm. And then later do 396.3. Like, but I'm wondering, how did you know about that? Who broke NDA? Who said, did somebody say something?
You know about that too?
How did you know?
I thought it was only me.
I thought it was only me. anyway, Jesus. But anyway, what are you talking about? Final Fantasy. Now I'm excited about Final Fantasy. So the whole reason talking about Final Fantasy is, it's the first time I've been excited about one since I was in high school. So I feel really weird. It's like, I'm having all these high school feelings again, you know? It's like, who am I taking to prom?
Yeah.
You know, am I going to pass the test?
Anime dudes.
You know, the old classic test.
You get beat up after class?
I didn't get beat up in high school, please.
Rocco didn't get beat up in high school.
No, I beat them up.
Yeah, Rocco was teachers. Rocco was a fucking bully back then, just like he is today, everyone. So watch out for this guy.
I was like, excuse me, teacher, Mr. Mergens, did you just insult Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah. And you know what fucking happened?
That's what he did. Sugar in his gas tank.
Yeah, Molotov.
They call Rocco Iron Fist because one hit and you're out.
And I was good at Tekken.
Yeah. That's why I became friends with him, because I was like the mouth and he was the physical big guy.
Yeah.
The fighter.
Where did it go, mouth?
He was the mouth. I'm the mouth.
Tick, tick.
That's how we get along so well.
Oh, man.
Thank you for watching.
All right, so.
Can I?
No, it's not over. It's not over.
Oh, no. This is the beginning.
Okay, so this is the beginning of hour one. So, yeah. Or two. Yeah. Whatever. So, we talked about game stuff. Anybody see any movies? Cool flicks?
So far, my favorite movie this year is Green Room, which came out.
Yeah, I heard about that, but I don't know anything about it.
I heard it's uncomfortable as hell to watch.
Wait, is that it?
Yeah.
That's the movie?
Wait, what movie?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's the new movie from the guy who did it. He did a movie 2 years ago called Blue Ruin, which is like a revisionist take on revenge.
Okay.
So this new one is called Green Room. And it's a punk band goes to play a show at like a Nazi skinhead bar, and they're very like leftist, and this is a skinhead bar, and immediately there's a clash, conflict happens, and then ultimately it's Patrick Stewart is the leader of the skinhead gang, and they're out to get this punk band.
Whoa.
So they're holed up inside this venue with Patrick Stewart, a bunch of skinheads, and like dogs trying to get in there. It's very much like John Carpenter, like Assault in Precinct 13, but with like Dead Kennedys and punk music, and it's like the most brutal. Like on screen, like it's super brutal and gory, and yeah, it's just Patrick Stewart being beautiful.
Huh?
Yeah, there you go.
Hell yeah!
I didn't realize it was the same movie.
Awesome. Stewart. It's really good.
That's so much. So
damn,
I'll see it.
Here are the things that makes it so gritty is that there's no everything they use to like fight is just.
Oh, that's
stuff they're picking up off the ground.
Yeah, it's like a punk bar. So it's like tiny like knives, like machete, like
nothing efficient.
Machetes, right. Yeah, it's all super. Yeah, it's very like rough and sloppy, and like sweating on the ground and trying to get up. And
oh fuck,
it's awesome. Yeah, and like wrestling.
I always like a real side of stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that,
yeah.
Like I remember, I mean, I wasn't like the biggest fan of the Cronenberg. History of Violence.
Oh yeah, that movie.
That was something, but I loved that when. Violence broke out in that movie.
Yeah.
They would always show you the aftermath. Yeah. Not just like, all right, I hit that guy with a chair and he fell and move on. No, it would show the guy on the chair with, or the guy on the ground with like a fucking thing stuck in his face.
And like zoom
It would make you feel every like, that's bad.
Yeah,
that's
it was
really
brutal.
Bad. So I appreciated that.
That was a weird movie.
It was no Videodrome, but it was.
That was a weird ass movie.
Did you see Bone Tomahawk?
Yeah, that was also really great.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
What was
it? I was about to watch that like five different times. I never did, but it was good.
I loved that movie. I saw it.
What movie?
Bone Tomahawk.
Bone Tomahawk.
Bone Tomahawk.
Came out I watched it about a month ago, and I was so impressed by that movie.
Really?
I think you'll really like it. Okay. It's got Kurt Russell, Matthew Fox, and then a few people that like are just no-name actors that you know just by recognition.
A lot of character actors.
Yeah. I downloaded the soundtrack to that movie. It's maybe 20 minutes. Like, the movie is so quiet or it's so loud.
Oh, really?
And the volume comes from the action that you see on screen. And it's not an action movie, but it definitely is a really very difficult movie to watch if you don't have a strong stomach.
What I heard. I think my brother said that.
It's not over the top, but it will. The best way I can describe it is it went there.
Huh. Like Degrassi.
Yep.
Like Degrassi.
Exactly.
Like Degrassi.
Like when Drake got shot.
Yeah. It went there. Yeah. Damn.
Did you guys know that Funimation distributed Degrassi?
Oh, I bought all the box sets as they came out. So yes, I do know. As a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
I was buying those box sets before you even worked there.
Legitimately ask him any question about Degrassi and he'll know it. And this is not a joke. This isn't a bit.
I have no idea.
He knows all of it.
Yeah. Ask me who wore the same dresses as Manny at the prom in season 4.
In
Paige.
Oh, shit!
He almost said Manny.
Because I forgot who I said first.
That's such a Paige move.
Yeah.
Whatever, hun. That's what she says. Yeah.
Which he says.
Yeah, she says that.
Cool. Who's the mouth in Degrassi?
Paige.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Paige.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Jesus.
Me and Paige have a lot in common.
Do you have the same dress as Manny?
Yeah, I will.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So anyway, there you have it. Guys, can we stop talking about Degrassi?
We'll revisit it in hour three.
We'll revisit, yeah, in hour three, we'll bring it back.
Guys, we'll bring it back around. Can't do it.
Sean, it's
can't
Memorial Day. You have all the time in the world
tomorrow. Hey, I told my wife, you know what? You have fun with the kids. Do your own thing. I'm going to be editing the podcast because we're talking about Degrassi for 4 hours. Yeah. So sorry, guys.
We're going to look up all those clips.
We're going to get faded and talk about Degrassi.
Yeah. There you go.
It's Memorial Day.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. It goes there.
So
do we.
That show is still... It ended, but they brought it back for Netflix. Oh my and God. It's always been like guilty pleasure show for me, in all honesty. And so even when it turned bad, it was like, fuck, I'll still put it on. But this new Netflix one, I couldn't... Now, I already endured a lot of shit watching that show. So if I can't make it
emotionally
one,
and physically,
yeah, all kinds of stuff.
Is it an American production or Canadian?
I think it's still Canadian.
Well, the new,
the new one.
That new one on Netflix quoted about 10 memes in the first minute.
Oh,
it was
boy.
Like, oh, God, shut it off. It was like they referenced Drake, who's already in the universe of that show.
Whoa.
They,
you can't talk about Drake.
They were saying, started from the bottom, now we're here, or whatever. It was right in the opening. Mm-hmm. And then they... said some hashtag thing, and then they took a selfie. It was like in 2 seconds, all these things happened. It was like being in some fucking Bermuda Triangle of young.
Do you think they had a checklist
Canadians.
And they were just waiting? Yeah. They're like, well,
you can't handle the truth. That's high school life. These
okay,
days.
We're good.
Dude,
that's,
but oh my God, with it, but I just have to. I have to have enough faith in young people today that wouldn't all happen within 5 seconds of each other. If you just
have you
stood.
Hung out with young people today?
Yeah.
It's
no,
kind of
I don't want to.
Hey,
it's
hey man,
terrible.
It is that.
It is.
Yeah.
Really?
There's something that we've heard 1,000 times. I heard
so bad
in the wild yesterday, and it was, "I love Star Wars so much, I'm such a dork," is what was said, and we made fun of it. We made that joke before.
Yeah.
Someone said that to their friend legitimately. It's like I heard that yesterday. So I mean, this is real. It's all real.
It's real.
Unfortunately,
welcome to the
oldest
podcast on the
world.
We love Star Wars.
Well,
we're all dorks
here.
I'm a nerd.
I am sorry. I talk crap on. Then I am sorry. I pardon you. What is that from?
I don't know.
I just said it at the beginning.
Keep saying it.
Star Wars.
Stop doing this tonight. What are you doing?
I pardon you.
I pardon
the Force Awakens. Anyway. Watched. Did you guys see the Tenacious D movie?
I mean, yes,
saw it, right?
Pick of Destiny.
Yeah.
Not did you like
it? I saw it like when it came out, but
yeah.
I couldn't remember any.
I liked it, but yeah, it's not very memorable.
Yeah,
it's it's funny because it's I don't know what else it could have been though. Like that movie is the Tenacious D greatest hits album. It's just. Like Sasquatch is in it, this, that, whatever. Like every little Tenacious D gag and moment that was ever across their albums is all there. But, so in that sense, I think it was perfect if that's what you're looking for. But at the same time, I just remember there were so many harsh reviews when it came out. But I'm just like, I don't know what, I don't think you could have gotten a different movie out of your material.
You know? I agree. Yeah. I do think, you know, like I remember so much more about the TV show than I do about the movie, and it's been longer since I've seen the TV show.
Yes.
So, like, you know, I just, I get it. That's what they had to do.
Yes.
But, yeah. Anyways, why do you ask, Rocco?
I was just curious. It's on, like, HBO Go now.
Or, oh, yeah.
And I saw it. I watched it again because I was like, yeah, I haven't seen this in a very long time, too. But the music is the standout of that. The music is awesome.
That,
in that
last
movie.
Fight with Dave Grohl as the devil is that song is fucking awesome.
If nothing else, like a lot of people out there probably didn't watch it because they just heard it was shitty or whatever. If nothing else, watch the final battle of that movie, the rock off at the end. Did you ever see it?
Mm-mm.
That is some of the song is awesome. The sequence is really great. Like that's like one of my favorite scenes ever for a movie. So like kind of down here, that's like one of the best scenes.
Oh, it's
ever.
Great.
And it was the first
and
time.
And they did get Ryan James Dio to be in the movie.
Dio is in the opening. The opening of that movie is pretty good, too.
Agreed.
But you got Dio showing up, his last film role. Mm.
Was that his first film role, too, maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe. IMDb.
I wanted him to be the next Bond. It's not going to happen. but anyway, Dio shows up. It's amazing. Meatloaf is in the opening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kid who plays young Jack Black is really good.
Yeah, really good.
He like nails Jack Black.
So yeah, that's the one song. If I had a wish, like what song could be in Rock Band? Because they've added Tenacious D before, and even some stuff from the movie soundtrack.
Yeah.
They got to add that last song from the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Beelzeboss was the name of the song. It is so... I mean, how fun would that be to play that?
Yeah.
It's got solos of everything. It's got... Anyway.
That's going to be the theme song this week, is that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be the theme song.
Both theme songs. Yeah, one will be like the Jack Black version, and everyone will be the Devil version.
What's the third one? Nice.
There's no fucking throw in, Frank. I hate to break it to you.
And if you try to fuck with me...
So there you have it.
There you go. Part three, hey, Lightning Returns.
Hey, that reminds me... Who told you? I don't know if you want to play the clip for this, Eric. I'm going to leave it up to you. I have... It's sort of... I'm going to be forthcoming with this. It's sort of a... Half Joker update. So that was, yeah. I mean, ideally we would have cut that opening.
I'll cut it.
Half.
I'll cut it in the
because I don't. I'm not giving you the whole thing. It's not Leto related.
Oh, okay.
That's why I kind of reduced the.
We do Joker updates. In case you guys don't know. About the new Suicide Squad movie and how fucking shitty it looks. Yeah. So, go ahead.
Anyway, it's not Leto related, but it is still bad news.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
They just opened Six Flags Great Adventure in New Jersey. It's a theme park. And they just opened a Joker roller coaster.
Ooh.
You could experience what it's like to... I think it's what it feels like to be the Joker.
Oh,
it's just so crazy.
Wow.
Afterwards, you get anal beads and used condoms sent to you in the mail.
Yeah, you sign. They say, they say, join our mailing list, and then you get dead animals, condoms,
used condoms, often general.
It doesn't just murder you.
Yeah,
right.
Anyway, so they debuted it. It was like last Thursday or something. It opened, and it started. It goes up, and then I think turns kind of upside down, so you're on a track where you're up.
Like where we're going.
It started reclining too much. Like it started going back too far, and the security thing or whatever they have in place kicked in and stopped. So they were stuck on the track halfway through.
Upside down?
I think upside down. I'm not exactly sure if everyone. Half twisted. They were stuck that way. And for I think 2 hours.
Wow. What? Now, when you get down, which I'm sure for the most part, being that ride, I'm sure is scary.
Yeah.
But being stuck that way, knowing that shit's fucked up, and like you're just hanging there, like holding on for your life for 2 hours, like that is so fucking nerve wracking. When you get down, what do they give you some coupons or like what do they do for
you're
you?
Too
like,
crazy.
Come back again.
I take I do take that back. It was only 15 minutes. It wasn't 2 hours.
Okay.
However,
okay.
They were upside down.
Okay.
Still. That's still terrifying.
Hey.
I mean, I want to do that for 2 seconds, so I get it. Dude.
That would suck.
I think
if they can't get the car down, that's got to be the worst way to, like, have to get somebody out.
Yeah, how do you...
Like, you're upside down, just...
They just open it up and
drop you out onto, like, a crane or some crap.
A cherry picker.
And if let's say they get the ride going again. Like, I don't want to ride the rest of the roller coaster. I can't enjoy that. I'm terrified. I'm going to die.
Just, like, slow-mo it through this.
Just run me through it at, like, 5 miles an hour, please.
Except for the loops.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you do after you fuck up that bad? Like,
no.
Yeah.
Have you ever been stuck on a roller coaster? Has that ever happened?
For like 30 seconds.
I'm like
a
Disneyland.
Disneyland, yeah.
Well, you know what's funny is I never go on anything remotely coastery. They make me sick.
Oh.
But the one time I was like, you know what? I've never tried Big Thunder. Fuck it, let's go. And I went on it, and it derailed. Like the first time, it went lights on. Okay, we got to get everyone out of here right now. It was like I've never been on this. So I got to walk through it, and then I did it again. I was sick. It wasn't very fun. But that was like a week before it derailed and like someone like died. Yeah.
Oh.
So I timed that. Okay.
Pretty good.
But anyway, everyone.
But like, what happens? I would love to know. Like, you get free water and pat in the back and say, "Yeah,
like here's a Slurpee. Enjoy your day."
Here's
like...
a front of the line pass for the rest of the rides at this place.
Enjoy. Trust us.
Global roller coaster.
Yeah, it doesn't say. It doesn't say if they got anything.
I'm sure they wouldn't say that. But
they said they were running it nonstop for 3 days before that without incident.
Really?
So what happened?
Podcast question of the week. If you ever or you know anyone who ever got stuck in a situation like this, what do they do for them after?
Yeah, they get a free
to get it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, a free smoothie.
What's the coupon? Jamba
Juice? $15 free, whatever you want.
$15 free.
$15. Here's some Magic Mountain dollars.
Hey, how much am I getting paid for this assignment? Ugh, I don't know if you're getting paid, but I'll give you $100 free. Might be worth it. Free? They're free dollars? Well, you have to do the work. But anyway, so yeah, that's a sort of Joker update. Again, it's not movie related. It's not Leto related.
Maybe. Who knows what he fucking does next? He maybe programs the computers.
What if we find out
into the control panel room and start typing?
Yeah, Leto is getting into character. Like that's something the Joker would do.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, in The Killing Joke, he does send Commissioner Gordon on a fucked up carnival ride.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. Hocus pocus, Jokus ride.
I saw something with him recently.
Spin on a carny ride. Yeah.
Seen him now, like after this Suicide Squad news of him. I fucking hate this guy. Like, I never really had a problem with Jared Leto before, really at all. Like, I don't like his music, his acting. I thought he was good in Dallas Buyers Club. But, like, this guy's a fucking asshole. I hate you, Jared Leto.
I never liked his face. I don't like his acting. I'm like, I don't like your face. I don't like it.
Well, if you don't like his face, you're not going to like his laugh.
Oh.
No. Sorry, he was testing it out.
You've seen Fight Club then, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best movie.
Yeah, but
because he gets his face beat up.
Yeah,
because he's so fucking pretty. Please.
Yeah.
I don't
think he's pretty. Is the best part of that movie.
When he gets beat up?
He gets beat up so bad the next time you see
And they
him.
Show him, which is the greatest part, like the aftermath of it.
Spits out blood. Yeah. The next time you see him, his smiles. Face is all like fucked up.
And he's okay with it. That's the best part.
Well, that's the point.
I saw his band live once by accident.
What?
Yeah.
What the?
Wait, whoa.
I did. Like, happened this is on the show.
Oops, I bought these tickets.
No, yeah. This is how it
now
worked
I'm
at
here.
You'll never guess who I bumped into today.
My friend Jonathan called me up and said, I've never done this before, but I fucking called a radio station and won tickets to see Chappelle live. This is when the Chappelle show was like the biggest show.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, fucking great. He's like, want to go? I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking stoked. Let's go. They're playing at this little venue. He's like a little exclusive little show. Like, okay, great. We get there, and 30 seconds tomorrow starts playing. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, this band fucking sucks. Is he like have a band and then he's gonna do stand up? That's fucking weird. And then the band Chevelle comes on stage.
Oh my god!
So it was
come on.
So he misheard the radio, and so I saw the and Chevelle.
Holy shit!
So that's how I accidentally saw 30 seconds from our show.
Hey, so how was Chevelle?
We're going to
the
Chevelle
once
show.
Chevelle, first of all, 30 seconds from Mars fucking sucked, and we were miserable. And then Chevelle started playing like "fuck this" and walked out, and that was it.
Yeah,
for it.
Were
their jokes funny?
Did you not look at the ticket? Oh, you probably will call the ticket.
It was will call. Yeah, we got it all there. So
wait a second.
Anyways, that
Chevelle. Oh, it must be a typo.
Yeah. That's a skit like in itself.
Yeah,
timely skit.
That was way back in the day. Yeah. Way back in the day.
Well, so speaking of skits, so as we know, Jared Leto's been doing a lot to make sure Suicide Squad is up to par. Did you hear the headline today about Batman versus Superman? Mm-mm. So it dropped off of what they wanted out of it, whatever. But now Jeremy Irons is talking shit on it. Like
why?
The great actor, Jeremy Irons, amazing actor. He was Alfred in the movie. I wasn't sure about that. And now, so they asked him in some interview, what do you think? I mean, are you sad about all the bad reviews? And he said, no, that deserved it. They're like, really? And he's like, oh, this is such a muddled mess. That it had it absolutely coming. Yeah. Anyway, it's a great interview. Go ahead and look that up. So we're going to see if we can get Jeremy Irons on the podcast and join in the Joker updates. Now that we know he's on our side, it's going to be good. So anyway.
Well, thank you for watching, everyone.
Any other things we want to talk about? I mean, we're almost... Yeah, we're only 22 minutes into the next hour.
I have so many things I'd like to do tomorrow. Let's just end this, guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of the things I'd like to do is this. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right now you're eating into my plans.
I mean, we changed our flight specifically
to
come here.
So,
got to go for the two. On
he's right.
We can actually do this until like 11 a.m. when our flight goes out.
Oh, you're good. You don't have to be at the airport till 10:30, so you're fine.
Yeah.
So we'll keep going. Anyway, check it out.
Thanks for the invite.
I'm glad you're here. Actually.
No problem.
It really is nice that like I invited him. He's like, I'm going to change our flights. And he did that. I couldn't believe it. It's so nice. So thank you.
Hey, I want to say something. I want to point something out. I want to say thank you to everybody who watches this, but I want to say thank you to the people who supported us 6 years ago. That's right. 6 years ago, right now. I want to say thank you to those people. What was 6 years ago? What was 6 years ago?
I don't know.
Go ahead. I think I know the answer.
2010.
But I know you're building up to something.
No.
He doesn't even know. Okay. You're going to feel so bad in a second.
I always feel bad.
Yeah. Guess what?
I feel like guilt in my life.
It was the exciting release of Mega 64 version 3.
Was it 6 years ago?
6 years ago.
Oh, my God.
This weekend.
God.
Can you believe that?
Oh,
fuck. Go ahead and film his guilt. How hard everyone worked.
6 years ago.
He doesn't even remember.
Whoa.
Anyway, 6 years ago.
Well,
we did it.
Stay tuned. See you in 6 years.
I
want
to say
guys.
that was a big moment. We were really excited to release that. If you've never seen it, it was a whole compilation of half-hour shows that we made. It was a season. And to date, it was the latest season we made of that show. I wish we could have had a follow-up for that right now, but we don't. So.
I just wanted to say it's Memorial Day. You got to remember.
This podcast is getting weird.
I just want to say thank you. Almost around that time, like 6 years ago.
Yeah, we met in 2011, I think.
It was at EXPCon.
Yeah, EXPCon.
Yeah.
But I think
so
I just,
5 years then.
Okay. Yeah, I think I just got married, so I think that's how I know this. We watched Hambubger.
We did.
We barely knew Justin, and we vibe into our room. We watched To Catch a Predator all night, and that's how we bonded.
Well, no, first you invited me to the hot tub.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
which
and
is then
what the mouse would do
to
that.
Watch To Catch a Predator in your hotel room,
and now we're the best of friends. How'd that happen?
That's weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. Time is flown. Somebody told me about that it had been 6 years, and it was just like, oh my God. Like, to me, it's like that was still a few months ago. So, you know, it's still like, yeah, okay, you know, whatever. That was just something I did the other day, and it's like, oh my God. I wasn't even the same person.
I was. Nothing changed for me.
Yeah. Nothing.
So, anyway, just crazy to think about. That's all. I just wanted to say thank you to the people who got that. And if you never did, check out the box set that we have.
Yeah.
We put out a Blu-ray box set. We do box sets just like them. Ours are even cooler. Funimation.
Yeah.
Check it out. What's the coolest box set you think Funimation has ever released?
Ooh, oh, my damn.
Just God. In terms of, you don't even have to say, oh, this is the best show, but like the coolest box set physically.
Because they do a lot of really cool stuff. Like
the Tokyo Ghoul one that came out earlier this year is really cool. Yeah. It's like this cube that has a clear sleeve that has the mask of Kaneki, who's the main character, and he wears this, you know, ghoul mask. And so his face is on the box, but the mask is on the clear sleeve, so you can it'll be his ghoul form or his human form. Take the thing up and off, and it's got these additional boxes with these art cards and this fabric poster.
Yeah.
And that one's really cool. I really like the Space Dandy box?
I was about to think about that. The boobies. So it was a box set, and it was called the Boobies Box. And it was essentially just
it's the Boobies Edition.
The Boobies
Limited
Edition.
Limited Edition, Boobies Edition.
Okay.
And so the box was just designed to look like the character Honey's butt, essentially. Mm-hmm.
Now, that was a twist, because I thought you
were saying her boobies. That was some Shyamalan.
Strangely enough.
Call it the Booty Edition.
Strangely Rod Serling entered the building.
Yeah.
Well, Honey works at a restaurant that is basically Hooters, anime Hooters in space, called Boobies, but Space Dandy really likes the booty.
Right.
Oh.
And so it features Honey's booty instead of her booby.
I really liked the Bebop. So his role Cowboy Bebop, we did a record, a vinyl release.
Oh, yeah. I meant to get that.
Where it looked a traditional record and... Oh, that was my...
That's
I,
really
know, I think that piece of artwork was in it, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's the original.
Yeah.
People make cool stuff.
Kevin, don't film that. Don't film that. Yeah, we don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. So, anyway.
So what's the box set that you guys...
I have to confess, though, about the Cowboy Bebop thing. You guys sent us a bunch of the standard box set of Cowboy Bebop, which is awesome. That's one of the best shows ever.
Yeah.
So, thank you again. But I remember thinking... do you guys have any of the deluxe one? And you were like, oh, yeah, we got two of those.
Yeah.
And so I bought it. I was giving it for free, yeah. but I think Amazon did their version.
Yeah.
And
for
a second, like, oh, we found 10 more, and it was like, oh,
yeah,
look.
That actually happened. That was, I think it was like, yeah, I think there's more that are about to release.
So I did. I actually did do that. So I still have the regular one and the deluxe.
So the one that I have wasn't even a full product. We had to, we had the parts.
Yeah, and we
cobbled it together.
Oh, okay.
So, like, it wasn't actually a live product. It was like, well, here's part of the sleeve, here's the cards. Here's the
you made it yourself.
Yeah.
But that's what I love about Funimation in general is that you guys still do these awesome. There's so many companies that will still release like a physical product, but not put anything into it. Like, all right, some people wanted this on a disc, so here it is. It's $30, and you open it, and there's a disc, and that's it. And I love that you guys are still putting out things where, you know, even with Evangelion, by that point people would have been happy just with the disc.
Yeah.
But it still had a book, it still had all this stuff, and it was just like, thank you. Like, this is exactly, it made the wait worth it, you know? And so, I love stuff like that. Like, as much as I will still stream things or whatever, when it's a show like that, or, you know, one that I really care about, I want something like that. I want to pay a lot for an awesome, well, it's not even that much. Yeah. Like, you guys don't charge that much, honestly.
They're definitely not Aniplex prices.
Yeah. Are we allowed to talk crap?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to do that? Yeah.
I'm going to talk crap. They're not saying this. I'm saying this. Aniplex. Aniplex, if you're watching this, fuck you.
Oh.
You know what you did? And you know, I have four fucking kids, Aniplex. And I'm supposed to feed them and buy your box sets?
Here, wait.
I can't do that.
You can't show them Madoka.
Now, again, Aniplex, I want to know that this nothing to do with these people right here. This is a coincidence. I wanted to say this anyways. My four kids, I had to say, you know what? I love anime more than you, and I did not feed them this week. And I got a box set, and I regret it. So next time you release a product, how about you think about the average Joe here? Again, nothing to do with them. Thank you. So there you go.
Did you get the muscle in the shop?
Yeah, we got some muscle.
I'm backing you up.
Yeah. But again, that was a coincidence. I wouldn't bring that up anyways. That doesn't do it.
No, I'll say it too. One of my favorite shows of all time. Like, I will go far. If it's my favorite show ever, The Wonder Years is one of my favorite
Wonder
shows.
Wonder Years.
I know that's not an anime, but.
Love you, Wonder Years.
The Wonder Years.
Love The Wonder Years.
Wonder Years is one of my favorite shows of all time.
Winnie is, she's mine, though.
She's like 14 in that show.
I was 10! I was out of 10!
Jesus Christ. Yeah, hey, Alex Mack is hot, too. What the fuck is going on here?
She was hot when I was 10!
You explain it all to me if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, guess what? You're not 10.
Clarissa explains it all.
Wake
sure.
up call. Yeah. Explain that to me, Clarissa. Yeah. Anyway, okay, so one of my favorite shows of all time, they finally released a box set. That box set was fucking $300, I think. But what was in it?
What?
Six seasons of a show. Okay, it was a lot of content. Mm-hmm. In a fucking metal locker. They licensed all the old music that was in the show, so that was all in there. There was a hardcover book. You know, so that to me,
that's
it's like, hey,
legit.
That's one of my favorite shows. 300's a lot, but it's. I mean, this, I will cherish this forever.
Mm. Yeah.
One of my favorite animated shows of all time is Gurren Lagann. That fucking show is only 26 episodes. They put it in a box set, these Aniplex fucks. And it was $500.
You're joking.
Well, it.
I'm not joking.
No, but it comes with a book. It's got a really nice book. Aniplex, what are you. Did you have one of those special burritos? Like, what? Do you have a Riverside burrito? What were you. Oh my God. Like Lost.
Yeah.
I bought that whole show on Blu-ray as it came out. And then they released the Blu-ray box set.
And
it was 200 something. I bought it.
Me too.
Because it's six seasons of my favorite thing ever.
And some of the best packaging ever.
Gurren Lagann. What the? That's one season. What the fuck?
Anyways, again, this is a coincidence. Anyway. That we don't
These guys didn't ask us to say
they
it.
They didn't
I
say,
said that.
Yeah, exactly.
But even still, like, I like to buy shows that I want to support and check out. And I remember you were telling me to watch that show Madoka or whatever.
Yeah,
and I was like, fuck, no, I'll buy the first volume. I will buy the first volume and I'll watch it. And I went on and it was like, yeah, well, for 119, it's close. So anyway.
Wow.
Don't look at them. Look at me. I'm saying it. They're not saying it. Are we allowed to do that?
Are we allowed to give your own opinion?
Is Steins Gate Funimation?
Yes.
Okay, good. That was affordable. Good job.
Yeah. No, in all honesty, it was. Yeah. And I checked that out because it was. Yeah. I like to buy that stuff.
Yeah.
I set money aside to check out a show. I will do that. You know. So, yeah. Anyways. So, give me the option. Yeah.
Thank you so much for watching.
Thank you for making it this far. We're going to thank our sponsors again. No. Now it's kind of a second podcast.
Yeah, please.
Kickapoo Joy Juice. No. You guys are killing the drink game. Check them out. All the different Rocco. Flavors.
You're joking now. I'm going to yell at you later.
You don't edit this part. Yeah. This can go raw.
Yeah. Yeah, this isn't going raw, baby.
It is. What did that mean? Ooh. Thinking about Alex Mack again.
Because everybody knows about going raw. It's Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that means,
yeah.
Brian.
Exactly. I'm with you on that. So anyway, thank you, Kickapoo, for your support and all the drinks and all the delicious flavors you bring to life. The colors and the flavors and the... Just want to sip it up. Anyway, love it. DrinkKickapoo.com or follow at DrinkKickapoo on Twitter.
Shut
Sign
the fuck up.
Print
what
out every
doing?
Time they tweet it.
I mean, do that, but
hey,
we did
everyone,
this.
Print out your favorite tweet from at DrinkKickapoo and take a picture and tweet that at us.
Yeah. And then mail that to them.
And then mail it to them or us. And
postage, and then we'll mail it to them. Yeah. The address.
So you know, check it out. Kind of a fun thing to do. We like to do fun things around here. Also, chop.mega64.com. We're not sold out. We still have merchandise.
Bro, don't forget about the hat and the sweatshirt.
Friday, June 3rd, we're putting out the sweatshirt and the new snapback hat. Now, I'd like to take a moment to talk about the design of the snapback hat. Jason Cryer.
I love you, Jason.
He nailed it. Sean, now, do you want to cut it here? I feel like we're not really... I would love to give Jason the spotlight, but it seems like you don't want to...
No, it's all in the swing. Good night. Thanks, Jason.
No. I think he deserves...
He deserves some accolades. Yeah.
Some accolades, and here they are. Jason knows clean design. If you look, every side of the hat is burgundy. No green, none of the green bill or anything like that. Jason was... He's like the Steve Jobs of graphic design. He went... He sat there in his turtleneck, and he went... We could go simpler. And he said, and I was like, cool. So we'll just put out a burgundy hat with nothing on it. That's fine with me. And he went, wait, Rocco, there's one more thing. And then he showed me on the screen the gold Mega 64. It's gold embroidery, not yellow, gold. And the sweatshirt, where to even begin with the sweatshirt? Mariel, well, there she has a lot of credits. Obviously, one is Skullgirls.
Yeah, but the other one is the sweatshirt.
Yeah. The other is the charm shirt.
Oh, that's right.
That's kind of a prequel to the sweatshirt.
And that, like, the dog ending in Silent Hill. She did
the crazy ending of Silent Hill.
She also did that burgundy Marcus shirt from way back when in front of the fireplace.
Yeah, the Sup Lady shirt.
Sup Lady.
She did that. Yep. She did the campfire shirt that we did.
Classic.
Somebody has that tattooed on them.
Wow.
They did.
Someone went that far.
I wonder if they regret that today.
No.
Who got that tattoo? Let's... Find out. If people in the chat can go try to find that person.
Yeah. We won't end the show until we find out.
Yes. Type 62 if that was you.
So anyway, so she's done great stuff, and the sweatshirt is no exception.
Oh,
so you're going to want to check that out. Yeah. Oh,
it was Zach Williams.
Who's Zach Williams?
That was so simple.
There we go.
Thank you very much.
Real justice.
That was good. What's the best Silent Hill?
What the fuck are you doing?
Silent Hill 2.
Four? 2. I've never heard anyone say 4.
Silent Hill. I thought you said Resident Evil.
Oh.
Silent Hill 2.
2.
2.
Yeah.
Is that the general consensus?
Kevin?
No.
Don't you like 3? Yeah. Okay. But 2 is 3. 3 is good.
I think
good.
The first 3 are all awesome.
1, 2, 3, yeah.
Is it PT? Do you say PT?
PT?
PT. I played, Silent Hill Downpour? That is one of the worst. That is... Probably the worst game I finished.
Hey, did you play that PS Vita Silent Hill?
No, it's a dungeon crawler. It's like Diablo. Is it good?
It's actually pretty fun for a dungeon crawler, but it's like $20. So
well, see, I'm waiting for the market of Vita to crash. Yeah. They don't even sell them at Best Buy anymore.
Right.
Stores are pulling away. GameStop still is selling Vita games, but I'm waiting for the day when they're like, all right, Sony next is going to have their E3 conference. They're not even going to mention Vita. GameStop is going to slash those prices.
Absolutely.
Once they do, I'm going to grab them. Target has a clearance section.
Does it?
I bought Super Monkey Ball. Pokemon for Vita for $9 about 3 months ago.
$9?
Yeah, they still also have PSP games. You get Ghost...
Can I get VMUs of Spider-Man 2 or not?
No. UMDs, though, you can't.
I'm sorry. VMUs are for the Dreamcast. Yes. I apologize. My honest mistake there.
I remember at one point, legitimately, we had a connection for a manufacturer to make UMDs.
Holy
and
shit.
We were going to put version 1 on UMD. We're going to try.
Well, originally what Justin was saying is how the first part of Advent Children sucked. It's so they couldn't fit the whole movie on a UMD.
Yeah.
So that's why it was cropped, because it was made specifically to go with Final Fantasy VII Crisis Core.
I didn't even know that. Holy shit, I didn't know that.
Crisis Core.
So it wasn't until the Blu-ray later that they're like, all right, here's the director's cut of Advent Children.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's
so you got to check that out. But make sure it's the director's cut version. Yeah. It's like, you know, Aliens and Aliens, the director's cut. You got
to
know which one you're watching.
You have to watch the director's cut.
Now, the difference between the director's cut and Alien.
Yeah.
It's funny because the director's cut of the first Alien is actually a minute shorter.
Because
they asked Ridley Scott, like, well, we're doing director's cuts of all the Alien movies, so you do yours. And he's like, I got to write the first time. So he cut a couple shots he didn't like. and he added one little scene where he sees all the victims of the alien in pods. Almost like it used them to make more or something. And it's Dallas is going, kill me. He's saying, kill me. Now, Aliens. James with Cameron says, no, this is the movie it was always supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And it has a lot more of his of Ripley's connection to Newt.
Yeah.
And kind of a motherly, daughterly thing.
Well, there's also a whole sequence where they're setting up all the mounted turrets. And she's, like, programming the turrets in that one hallway.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to switch gears here, but still in sci-fi. Have you guys heard about that new show coming out called Westworld on HBO?
Yeah, well, it's based off, I know the old movie.
It's based off a Michael Crichton movie that came out in the 70s, and it's executive produced by J.J. Abrams.
Oh, shit.
And I didn't know that.
And Jonathan Nolan, so the guy who co-wrote all the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah.
Who is related to Christopher Nolan.
Who is the director of the Dark Knight trilogy. And it's being produced by Brian Burke, who is also the producer on Lost.
Yeah.
So Anthony Hopkins is going to be in that movie. So that's going to be pretty cool. Or in that show.
Christopher Nolan started shooting Dunkirk.
Did he?
Yeah. So he's doing like a month ago.
No shit.
And I think...
He got greenlit?
I think Michael Fassbender's in it.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember. But no, Dunkirk has started shooting. Again, like a Christopher Nolan film. All the details are under wrap. You're not going to know anything until like 2 years from now when it's done. But he's out there and he's shooting. Again, 70mm film. He's keeping the dream alive. Now, have you seen the documentary Side by Side where Keanu Reeves interviews all these filmmakers?
I actually did.
No, I did not.
What do you think? I know Mega 64 shot everything digitally, originally on DV tapes, but you never had the ability to shoot on film. What is your preference? Do you prefer shooting Mega 64 web content on digital or film?
Well, I mean, for what we want to do, we shoot from the hip and we come from the school of getting a ton of footage and whittling it down.
Mm-hmm.
So I think digital is the only way for us.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're a bigger filmmaker and you have the budget to do film, do film.
Yeah, totally.
Or you could be like Tommy Wiseau shooting The Room
and
have him side by side because he doesn't know the difference between film and actual digital video.
Yeah. Because
that is a real thing and that guy is insane.
Mm-hmm.
But I still love that movie because it was...
Yeah, and James Franco and Seth Rogen, their film is... I think it's coming out before the end of the year.
Nice.
So James Franco's playing Tommy Wiseau, and then Little Franco is playing Greg Sestero.
Little Franco.
Wow. Little Franco,
Wow, Little Franco.
What's Little Franco's name?
Donnie.
Donnie, I don't know.
No, fuck. Give me a second.
From 21 Jump Street.
Dave
Franco.
Dave.
If Dave Franco's in the chat.
Do you remember, do you remember that mustard commercial? Dish, Dijonnaise, nays, Dijonnaise.
I don't, but that was such a funny commercial.
Yeah.
You know what
else was good?
It was
like Dijon mustard and mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound that great right now.
But those Grey Poupon commercials, those ones were the best back in the day.
Yeah. Do you have any Grey Poupon?
Oh,
I don't remember if they said yes or no.
I don't. Me neither. I just remember they kept asking, and they never got an answer. 2016. We still don't have an answer.
And then
do you?
That old lady, where's the beef?
Oh, my God.
It's at McDonald's.
Did they ever find the beef?
But you know what? They did, because beef is what's for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's where it is.
I thought pork. Pork was the other white meat.
Yeah, the other white meat. And then, shut the fuck up, stop laughing, 7-Up is the Uncola.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Make 7-Up yours.
Yep.
You know what? I think the make 7-Up yours thing is just irrelevant enough now that the shirt would be funny.
Yeah.
Like, remember make 7-Up yours?
Yeah, that was like the beginning of 2000.
Yeah. Like, we're almost, like, Gangnam Style is not quite there yet.
Yeah.
But it will be. But I think make 7-Up yours is in that sweet spot. I see that. I still will see that shirt occasionally at Spencer's Gifts.
Jeez.
Wow.
Next to the $5 footlongs, and it's pointing down.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wasn't, which is still funny.
Wasn't the guy from Mad TV the spokesperson?
Yeah, Orlando Jones.
And wasn't he the voice of Vamp in Metal Gear?
No, you're thinking of Kendrick
That's
Lamar.
That's racist. Yeah.
No, it's not Kendrick Lamar.
Phil Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar is a rapper.
Whatever, I don't know these things. What I do know is Phil Lamar was on the first season of Mad TV. He played the UPS guy. He was that.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, then he did Metal Gear Solid 2. He's done a few anime. Has he done any Funimation titles, Phil Lamar? He's a really prolific voice actor.
He's pretty good, yeah.
And then Orlando Jones was the one who is in, what was the one? Undercover Brother.
Oh, with Eddie Griffith.
Yeah.
There you go.
So. And they've never done another Undercover Brother.
No, there's no Undercover Brother 2 coming, no reboots. Well, maybe with Marvel Cinematic Universe chomping everything up, maybe they will reboot
it.
Yeah,
maybe
make
Disney
it part
will buy
of
it.
MCU.
It could.
I just remember, what's his face? Fuck my ass. What was his name? Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes.
Was in that before he did Harold and Kumar.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah?
And it's funny because Undercover Brother wasn't big enough to launch a reboot of his career at that point. But then the second he did Harold and Kumar, it was like, oh, Neil Patrick Harris.
And those movies are so good. If you actually go back and watch the Harold and Kumar movies.
Really?
And you haven't seen them. Yeah. Have you never seen them?
Like, I watched the first one.
No joke.
Really
the
funny.
First one is great.
Yeah.
If you never get a chance, you should absolutely watch.
Really?
It's actually really funny.
It's good.
It's like an Odyssey film.
I don't remember it being that great, but I don't remember.
It was funny watching it as being in Southern California. We don't have White Castle here in California. So it's like, what the fuck is this? But it was good.
I really
you can buy White Castle burgers in the grocery store.
Okay.
Yeah.